5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Hey, this is not first class.
Circus! Afro Circus! Afro Circus! Afro
Welcome to The Clown Car, a parenting podcast where a dad...
And a mom.
Talk what... It's been a couple weeks. I'm out of practice. Talk about what it's like being ringleaders in their own circus.
We are not professionals. The only credentials we have are for kids. So do your research and find what works for you.
Hello, fellow ringleaders. We are your hosts, Barry and Crystal Ricks. Sorry we've been gone for 2 weeks, but hey, it's the holidays, so... Even we deserve a break, right?
Especially us.
That's right. So, but yeah, so we have lots of things to talk about.
But first things first.
First thing is first.
We have been doing this for a whole year now.
Over a year now. This
whoop, whoop.
This will be episode 51 that you're listening to. And so we've done this over a year, and we would love to thank all of you who have been our supporters through our whole year of The Clown Car. Now let's help The Clown Car grow even more by you sharing what you've loved about the show with a friend. And then tell them that they need to listen to it too.
Or we will hunt you down.
And gut you like a fish.
All right, let's talk about our crazy circus.
It's time for the stories of the week.
So we had... Holidays.
I know. We have a lot to talk about. Well, so, not that much, but...
But, I mean, so we don't have necessarily individual notes because we pretty much have been together almost the whole time for the last 2 weeks.
I know. To the point where we sit together and we're like, we have nothing
to talk
about.
We have nothing to talk about.
It's all gone.
So, well, why don't you go, Miss I Have Stories That You Don't Know About?
Oh, well, you know about them.
Oh.
Okay, let's start with Christmas.
Yay, Christmas!
It's over!
But it was fun. It was good. So...
Yeah, I wasn't, like, pumped to go on our... Because our Christmas... Every year, I just dream of having a nice little Christmas at home with
family,
my family.
Like a personal family Christmas.
But this year, we were invited to go to my family's house.
Again?
And I mean, I love my family, but I would love to see him not at Christmas time, because...
Well, it's just, you add so much more to it. Like, you add, like, presents, and you add all these extra things. It'd be nice just to go to visit, rather than having to have all these extra things added to the visit.
Right. And so, but, it, and it was, would you call their house a three-bedroom house?
Well,
it's
yeah.
It's two bedrooms with...
There's
with
three
a porch.
Bedrooms. There's three bedrooms, yeah.
Okay, so there ended up being 24 people in a three-bedroom house.
Yeah.
And so it we all didn't sleep there,
but we were all there all day long.
Right.
And then some people did have hotel rooms and they went and slept, but during the whole day, you have this very tiny house crammed full of people.
Right. But it turned out better than I could have imagined. I don't think anyone fought. Everyone seemed happy. We took family pictures. So,
yeah.
It was good.
No, it turned out really nice.
It was awesome.
But I did state to other family members and said, you know what? This is it. Like, next Christmas, we are staying home. And if people want to spend Christmas with us... They're going to have to come to us.
Right. You are welcome to join us.
You're welcome to join us, but we're not going anywhere.
But I just remember little traditions that we did as a family growing up. And I haven't done those once since we've had kids because we're always traveling somewhere.
Yeah.
So that, I just want that. I want
we
traditions.
We are going on 10 years of marriage. So this year, 2016, which it is now. Woo! But, not a single year have we had a personal Christmas.
Yeah.
We have traveled every single time to go to someone's house.
Which is nice, but I'm just
it's
ready
nice,
to be done.
But we're like...
We've hit that point.
We're 10 years married, we have 4 kids that are getting older, and it's to that point where we're just like, we have enough to do with just our family that it would be nice to have a personal family Christmas. But family members, if you want to come and spend Christmas with us, you can come to us.
Yeah.
Or friend, or friends.
I am sad to say we don't have any crazy stories about Drive. Usually we have crazy funny stories.
Yeah, no one threw up. So, and except that this drive was, I think the anticipation of getting there and it, like, Christmas was going to happen, had our kids, like, totally, like, not patient.
Oh, yeah,
more,
that's true.
More than any other trip we've had. And we've driven, like, 20 plus hours before on a trip. And never before have they been so, like, are we there yet? How close are we? Are we there yet?
That's true. And yeah, you were not handling it very well.
I was just like, we will get there when we get there. But I mean, but on the way home, I don't think they asked once.
No, they were just excited.
I think that's what it is. They were just super excited to get there, see, you know, friends and, I mean, family members, and then, you know, of course, Christmas. So.
Right. But the cool part of our trip was that we made a sweet mix before we left.
Yeah, we did.
We had a soundtrack of My Little Pony.
And it was the best thing ever.
It was. All of us were singing along. It was so fun.
That's right.
So, and we listened to it like five times.
Three or four times.
And it's not old yet, so yeah. That's nice. That was fun.
I still listen to it.
Right?
By myself. So we had Christmas. And then we got back home, and there was this huge blizzard that happened.
That was crazy.
And we live in southern New Mexico. We're maybe get like 2 to 3 inches of snow max. And that's not even every year.
I don't think it snowed last year.
But it snowed like 18 inches or something. Yeah. It was insane.
Well, luckily, we checked the weather, because we were planning on staying a little longer in Texas. And. Yeah. And we checked the weather and saw that a blizzard was coming. So we're like, oh, okay, we got to go now. So we packed up pretty fast and left. And our car kept dying all through the trip.
Yeah. But we bought a new battery right before we drove back to New Mexico.
Yeah, because we would have died.
Yeah.
But anyway, so as soon as we pull into town, it starts blowing snow.
Yeah. And then for the whole next day, like, more than 24 hours straight, it snowed.
Yeah. So for all of Christmas break, and our kids got bikes for Christmas from their grandparents. And I told them, as soon as we get home from your trip, we can spend the whole rest of break riding bikes outside. And
nope.
We've been locked in the house.
like that first couple of days, you couldn't leave.
Right.
Your house, because everyone was snowed in, the roads were insane, and since we live in a place that it never snows, I mean, we don't have plow trucks going through the roads all day long getting the snow.
And we don't have snow clothes.
Yeah.
None of us have winter clothes.
Yep.
So the kids wanted to go outside, and they all wore their regular shoes and ruined their shoes for a couple days, so for the next couple days, we couldn't send them out because all their tennis shoes were wet. It was just, this, I'd have to say, was a small nightmare, just being at home. And I'll admit, they watched a lot of TV.
That's okay, so did we.
We did, I know. We kept sending our kids out into the couch to watch a movie, and then we'd come into our room and watch a movie, because he was snowed out from work.
Yeah, like, the whole, most of the town just shut down, so I stayed home from work.
But here's what happens when kids are snowed in.
Oh, yes. They get so bored that they decide to come into your room and be like, have this dreaded look on their face. And then I look at them and I'm like, did you just cut your hair? So our 4-year-old cut her long, beautiful hair off.
All of it.
All of it. Like it was
boy hair.
She butchered her hair. And
I wouldn't say butchered. Okay. I felt like she did a pretty good job.
Actually, for a 4-year-old, she did a pretty good job. She kept it relatively even on both sides. But then, so the next day, it was just like, I told Crystal, we need to get her hair, styled as best as we could.
The day after the blizzard.
Salvage it. And so it was the day after the blizzard, and I'm like, I'm going out. I'm going to do it.
I know. I was like, it's okay. And you were like, no, we've got to do this now.
And so we went and got her hair styled into, you know, a pixie cut as much as we possibly
it's
could.
It's more like a bowl cut. It's not a pixie.
It's like a bob. A sure. pixie bob.
Yeah.
But it's like... A kebab.
It's like... But it's like the hair that I had in the 90s as a little girl, but mine was a little fluffier. But it's just this, yeah, it's like a fluffy mushroom bowl.
Yeah, we're still getting used to
it. And my family calls it the Donald Trump.
What? I didn't hear this.
Yeah, because she cut the front of her bangs so short that we have to comb over
We have to give her a comb over.
It's like huge comb over. And so my parents call it the Donald Trump. I'm like, that's adorable.
Thanks. Thanks for that.
And I heard she looks like Peter Pan, and she looks like...
A boy.
A boy, so it's been way fun. It struck my pride just a little bit.
Yeah, so that happened.
But we made the mistake of, she walked into our room with that face, like, oh, and you were like, did you cut your hair? And then both of us just burst out laughing. And then she started smiling, like, yes, I did something
like,
funny.
She's like, oh, I'm so funny. Look what I did. We're like, no, it was bad.
It was just the shock of it. But then for the rest of the day, we're like, Lacey, where is your hair?
We couldn't find her hair.
We looked everywhere. And then we were watching a movie as a family. And I wanted to lay down because the glare in the TV was bad. So I went and grabbed a pillow and watched the movie.
Put it in your lap.
Yeah. And then after the movie was over, I stand up and my body is covered in hair. I was like, what the heck? And then so I go behind the couch and she made a little pile of hair on the carpet and covered it with a pillow. So we had lots of words with her that day. I feel like we handled it
I think we handled it pretty well. We didn't yell. We never yelled.
Maybe we should have.
Maybe we
scare the heck out of her.
Maybe.
Although what was funny is, so we kind of yelled at her. Not yelled, like you said we yelled. We were like, don't ever do that again.
Stern.
We said, you can't cut your hair, and you can't cut your siblings' hair, or your dolls, or your stuffed animals. We only cut paper. And then so...
After you ask.
And then, yeah, you have to ask first. And then so she's like snuggling on the couch with us, sad, and she just looks up at me and she goes, did it grow back yet?
And she's asked that a few times. She's like, is my hair grown back? And we're like, no, it's going to be like a full year before you even see anything grow back.
Her hair grows so slow. So anyway, that was...
So we'll report on next Christmas what her hair looks like.
No, I wouldn't even go out in the snow for groceries, but I went out to get her hair cut.
I went out for groceries.
My priorities are straight there.
So that's what happened during this blizzard.
Right. We started something else, though.
Yes. We started... Crystal and I bought the second book of Harry Potter for Christmas for a family gift, and we started reading it, and we read chapter 4 tonight, so.
Yeah, it's been fun.
Harry Potter, Chambers of Secrets.
So, we are so Harry Pottered in our house. I wrote down some Harry Potterisms.
Oh, yes. Go ahead.
So, we sent our kids finally out to make a snowman, and I go outside. And lo and behold, they made Harry Potter.
They made a Harry Potter snowman.
It turned out really cute.
With a broom.
The other day, we were watching My Little Pony, and there's this big thing about who is the most powerful magical unicorn in the in the land.
The great and powerful Trixie!
And then so at the end, they're like, Twilight Sparkle, you're the most magical unicorn here. And our six-year-old just turns around, she's like, Harry Potter could beat her.
Harry Potter's better.
And we're like, wrong world.
We're like, yeah, that's not in the you same can't cross universe. The universe. That's not the universe.
And then for New Year's, I'm kind of ruining New Year's, but...
That's okay.
Part of New Year's, we had a burping contest with our kids.
Yes!
And so we came up with burp names. And the first thing, I was like, okay, what do you guys want for your burp names? And immediately our oldest was like, Burpee Potter.
Burpee Potter.
So it's like everything in our world right now is Harry Potter.
But it's okay.
It is okay.
It's pretty cool.
What's fun is reading the new book and seeing him so excited. Like, they just introduced Dobby. And now we saw Dobby. Where did we see him? Like a picture of him.
Oh.
On something at a store. And Grayson was like, it's Dobby! So it's like a whole new obsession with the whole new book. So it's fun. I love it. But we're book nerds, so.
Yep. Oh, so the rest of New Year's, we decided to have a camp out in our living room. Our kids got sleeping bags, and we did have our burping contest.
With IBC root beer.
That's right, with root beer. And we watched Aladdin, which we also got for Christmas. And
that was magical.
We played a new board game that we got for Christmas, too, called Quirkle. And
we recommend that to everybody.
Every family should buy Quirkle. It is super fun and super easy.
And it's pretty fast.
And yeah. So, I mean, like a half an hour.
Our four-year-old can't play it. Like, she could, but she lasts like 2 minutes.
Her attention. But our six-year-old loves
it's
playing
it. It's like her favorite thing right now. I love it.
And she can get the concept.
So I would say six and up is great.
Six plus.
Maybe five if you have a studious child.
That's right. If you're one of those parents.
Not our kids. But yeah, it was fun. It was fun to watch Aladdin again.
Yeah. And we had Uncle Chris over and he hung out with us for New Year's. And yeah.
Oh, we played Pictionary. Did you say that?
Oh, I didn't. We played Pictionary too.
Yeah. We had everyone write down their own clues. Right?
Their own things to draw.
Yeah. So, of course, we had, like, two Harry Potters, the Golden Snitch.
Two Marios.
Yeah.
Pinkie Pie, Rainbow Dash.
Yeah. It was fun. It was a really nice thing. And we all went to bed. Well, the kids went to bed around 10.
And we went.
I was not going to let them stay up till midnight. But we still popped poppers and said, Happy New Year.
And we went to bed, like, an hour later.
Yeah.
We didn't stay up till
it
midnight.
It was kind of pathetic, but awesome. I think our kids all had fun.
Yeah. Maybe when they're teenagers, we'll stay up till midnight.
The last thing and my most favorite thing that happened to us was we all went to Walmart together a few days after the blizzard hit.
To spend their Christmas money.
Right. Yeah. So we...
That they got from great-grandma and great-grandpa.
So we went to Walmart and we're walking down the aisle with all four kids out of the basket.
Oh, yes.
And we walk down the aisle and this guy just says, that's a whole lot of kids you got there. Dadgum!
Dadgum!
And he's like, you guys need to hitch them up to a
sleigh, like some sleigh dogs.
Like huskies.
Like huskies.
Let them pull you and get your energy out. Dadgum!
Dadgum! And then I'm just walking, and we walk past him, I'm like, did that guy just say dadgum? Sounded just like Mater from Cars.
He did, but he was so sweet, like Mater.
He was a really, really nice guy.
But it was so funny. And then he, like, followed me down the aisle because he heard me mention to Jay that I liked this ginger snaps.
Uh-huh.
And then so he's following down the aisle. He's like, you just got to go get the Walmart brand of ginger snaps because they're really good and cheap. And if they don't have them here, go to Big Lots. And I was like, thank you. That's really nice. And he's just laughing at how many kids we have. And then we turn the corner and this other lady comes around the corner with a basket full of stuff. And we just hear him as we're turning the corner saying, basically like, dadgum!
He's like, dadgum, that's a lot of food you got there!
You gotta go get yourself another basket! You won't be able to pull that! And it was so funny, I'm like, that guy must be lonely. Just, if he has to go to Walmart.
Or he's just super friendly.
Or, I don't know, or he's crazy. But it was so funny, just to hear such a, what would you call it, like, Southerner.
Yeah, he totally sounded way from the South.
It was so funny. But I just loved hearing someone say, dadgum! And say it in all...
Sincerity.
So, once again, we are reminded of how many children we supposedly have.
That's right.
People think we're...
We're crazy.
Loaded up. Dadgum!
Dadgum! Alright.
And that's it.
That's it.
It was kind of a slow couple of weeks, apparently.
Well, that's okay. But... The new year happened.
New year.
And you know what happens when the new year happens? The end of the world. No, I'm just joking. So, New Year's resolutions, of course.
Woo!
So we are going to talk about New Year's resolutions, but not just any regular New Year's resolutions. You could just talk about, we're going to talk about the healthiest New Year's resolutions. Because, you know, What more do people want to do than to get healthy?
Right.
Right.
But it's not just like physically fit.
No, no.
But I like the statistics they share at the very beginning.
Yes.
They say...
By the way, you can find this article on health.com and we'll have a link in the show notes.
I always forget that. Okay, so They say in January, roughly 1 in 3 Americans resolve to better themselves in some way.
Dadgum!
While about 75% of people stick to their goals for at least 1 week, less than half are still on target 6 months later. So that's kind of...
That's me!
Yeah. We make it for a week! Woo!
Yoo-hoo!
So, here are the healthiest resolutions.
All right.
Hopefully you can stick to it. Oh,
you,
am I clicking?
You're going to click that?
I'll click it.
Click it.
Clicking.
All right. Number one, lose weight.
Shocking.
Shocking. All right. So everyone wants to lose weight. But the one thing that people need to understand and that the, that, Pam Peek, MD of Body for the Life of Women, for women, she says, don't expect overnight success. You want results yesterday and desperation mode kicks in when you expect things to happen right away. So it's just plan for bumps in the road and use a food journal to keep track of what you eat and have a support system in place. It's like it's better to do these things with someone, whether right. it's your spouse or your best friend or siblings or someone. That way, you know, when you hit those bumps in the road or something happens, you have your group saying, no, no, you could do it.
In that voice.
That's right.
You can do it.
You can do it. So that's why it's important to have someone there on a regular basis to get you through those rough times.
And we've been introduced to food tracking apps, calorie counting apps.
Well, the specific one we downloaded is MyFitnessPal.
Not that we're losing weight for our New Year's resolution.
So MyFitnessPal, and it's been really cool. Like it helps you to keep track of your food. It keeps track of you can enter like what you did for exercise and how long, and then And then when you do that, it calculates extra calories if you're exercising.
And I lost a lot of weight several years ago doing Weight Watchers, and I actually like this better than I did the point system of Weight Watchers. I think this is easier. So
yeah, because you enter in the statistics like your weight, you know, and the weight you want to lose, your normal activity during the day, and then it gives you like, okay, well this is the calories that you should consume every day in order to meet your goal of, you know, losing X amount of pounds a week.
Right.
And so it doesn't say anything. It's just like, it doesn't matter. Basically, it doesn't really matter what you eat or drink as long as you don't go over your calorie limit.
Right. And that's how Weight Watchers was too.
So.
Because I ate candy and ice cream.
And soda.
But if you eat it to the serving size, then you will still lose weight, generally, if you're doing it right.
Well, I mean, even if you didn't even if you just consumed up to your calorie and didn't go over your calories, like, you would still lose weight because you're not consuming that you're not overindulging.
Right. Like, generally, we eat a dozen or so cookies in one sitting.
Yeah.
But if we have the one cookie, we can still eat the cookie.
Yeah, we could eat one cookie for... like, what was it, 120 calories?
Yeah. So, I don't know. It's just nice to remind ourselves that serving sizes are there for a reason.
Yeah. So.
No more Rick says.
And it switched from regular soda to diet.
Or water.
or that, too.
So, anyway, good luck if you're trying to lose weight because it stinks. Next one is stay in touch.
Stay in touch.
So, I thought this one was interesting as a healthy goal.
Yeah, it's nice.
Stay in touch. So, it's good and healthy for you to reconnect with friends and family. Research suggests people with strong social ties live longer than those who don't. I want to know, like, how do you just suggest it? It doesn't prove it.
Research suggests. We think this is how
it
works.
We're just going to suggest that you should have friends. But anyway, so they said a lack of social bonds can damage your health as much as alcohol abuse and smoking, and even more than obesity and a lack of exercise. So with Facebook and all those other things, it should be easy to stay in touch. So good luck.
Yeah.
Work on it.
Reconnect with some old friends. Just say hi.
I am the worst at this. When I read this, I was like, ugh. Because I have the best intentions to be the best friend to everybody. But, like, last year, I think about it, and I probably wrote maybe, like, 5 people. And people always write me, and I never write them back. I'm just horrible. I don't respond to texts. Well, I'm a horrible person.
Well, maybe there could be a resolution to stay in touch.
To change my whole being.
It will be healthier for you.
Apparently.
All right. So the next one is, of course, quit smoking.
Okay.
I mean, there's really not much more to it. Obviously, it's more healthy, and there's different methods that you can find to help you quit smoking. So if you're a smoker and that's your New Year's resolution, there are plenty of resources out there for you to figure that out.
But I have a family member that quit smoking by eating a 5-pound bag of peanuts.
That's right.
So whatever works for you.
That's right.
But we're going to kind of breeze over that.
Yeah, because it doesn't really apply to us because we know, but we're just like, whatever.
Oh, hey, but we care about you if you smoke and care about you trying to quit.
That's right. We support you in quitting smoking.
Next one is save money, which we all probably could stand to do.
That's right. We could definitely stand to do that a little bit.
Save money by making healthy lifestyle changes like walking. Sorry, I'm trying to walk or ride your bike to work or explore carpooling. You can cut back on gym memberships and exercise at home. Or you could just not exercise. Or save money.
Just don't do it.
So they say there's plenty of programs that you can find to exercise at home. You don't need a gym membership. And then the last suggestion they say with saving money is to don't go shopping without a grocery list. Because if you aimlessly shop at the store, you're going to buy way more stuff and stuff that's worse for you than what you had planned.
And going along with that, don't go shopping while you're hungry.
Yes.
Because you always will buy stuff that you...
Oreos.
That you don't... Yeah, you don't need. So next is cut your stress. Now, a little stress actually is good for us because it gives us a good energy boost, but if your stress is chronic, it can increase your risk or worsen your insomnia, depression, obesity, heart disease, and so many more things. So long work hours, little sleep, no exercise, poor diet, and no spending time with family and friends. There's that family and friends thing again. can contribute to stress. Stress is an inevitable part of life. Sleep, socializing, and taking vacations are all things we tell ourselves we deserve, but don't allow ourselves to have.
I think that's something... Oh, did you have something?
Nope, go ahead.
You kind of took that. I have something to say. Blah, blah, blah. But I think I talked about this a lot last year, was I realized that I was doing so many things as a mother to try and facilitate my life, my kids' life. That's probably not the right word, but to do things for them like story time and music time and playgroup and all these other things. And I realized that my kids weren't really enjoying it, and it was a burden on me to try to keep that going.
That cultural pressure of, you have to do this to be a good mother.
Right, and so when I dropped all the things that I realized I was doing, but my kids didn't really care about, I just felt happier this year. It was nice. It could just be that I wasn't pregnant again, but it was a good year.
Good. I'm glad.
I'm just saying that there's probably things in your life that you could cut out to cut some stress out.
Oh, it's very true. We always stack more on than we need to.
Yes, we do. Next one is volunteer.
Volunteer.
I like that.
Yeah.
To be a New Year's resolution. We tend to think our own bliss relies on bettering ourselves, but our happiness also increases when we help others. So, they said a 2010 study found that people with positive emotions were about 20% less likely than their gloomier peers to have a heart attack or develop heart disease. And positive emotions can make people more resilient and resourceful. So, serve others. Volunteer. And that could be helping out your neighbor, or it could be something huge and organized.
Yeah, like go to the soup kitchen or something like that.
So, I like that. That's a good goal.
It is good.
We should have that goal.
Okay.
Done.
Done. All right. Next one is go back to school. So, no matter how old you are, heading back to the classroom can help revamp your career, introduce you to new friends, and even boost your brain power.
Woo.
So, studies show that people that go back to school, have stronger memories, verbal skills, and it shows that they have decreased risk of Alzheimer's. People that are... So if you're constantly learning rather than being like, oh, I'm done with learning. So maybe if you can't afford to go back to school, maybe, there are online courses that are free to, like, learn a new skill or something like that. That could be a good one, too.
I have to say, I don't think I learned anything last year. That is something I regret. Like, I did lots of things, lots of great things, but I never learned anything. I should have picked up a book and learned.
Well, maybe that could be another goal of ours. Let's learn
something. I have so many already.
So many.
I'm stressed.
But either go back to school, like the article says, or learn a new skill by yourself. Either way, you are boosting your brain power, which will inevitably make you happier and healthier.
And not have Alzheimer's.
And not have Alzheimer's, yeah. All right, next one.
Cut back on alcohol.
Cut back on your alcohol. Not only is it not is chronic drinking boosts risk of liver and heart disease, hypertension, stroke, and mental deterioration, and all sorts of other things, but not only that, I'll also say that beer has a ton of calories.
If nothing else, man,
because,
think of the weight.
Well, no, it's true, because my sister, she started losing a ton of weight when she cut out beer totally.
That's true.
Because she drank a lot of beer, but then when she stopped drinking it, like, she dropped a lot of weight. So if the other reasons of, you know,
the fear of death doesn't get you,
then
that swimsuit body will.
That's right. So cut back on the alcohol.
And we're not judging your family, by the way. That's
No, I'm saying it was good. It was good that she.
I know, but then I made a snarky comment about dying, and
oh,
I just want to make sure that we're good.
She doesn't.
I apologize.
She doesn't listen to the show anyway.
It's true. We can say whatever we want about
you. That's right.
No, anyway, is this the last one?
Or is there no,
one
there's
more?
One
more. Okay. Get more sleep.
Get more sleep.
Do it. This is one for me.
This is one for me, too, but more for you.
Well, that's because I'm a cranky whiner baby.
A cranky whiner baby.
I am all the time, especially this week has been horrible. Not only have we been stuck inside, but you and I don't know, it's been like vacation. We've stayed up late every single night.
Yeah, I'm just like, I don't have to go to work in the morning, so I'm going to stay up late.
Yeah, and then finally, when you did have to go to work, it was the first time I was alone, but I had stayed up late for multiple days in a row, and I was a monster to the point where I was like, I just don't care. Grab your fruit snack and watch TV. So it was bad. I read 2 books this week.
So sleep is good stress reliever, and it... A lack of sleep has been linked to a greater risk in obesity and type 2 diabetes, and sleep is crucial for strengthening memories.
That's probably why I'm so forgetful, too.
Maybe.
I'm just tired.
You're tired and you forget everything.
So they say take a nap and don't feel guilty
don't
about it.
Don't feel guilty about it. All right. Last one is to travel. So it talks about how it's fun to go on adventures and do new discover more things. It makes you feel rejuvenated and replenished. It gets you out of your typical scenery, and the effects are revitalizing. It's another form of new discovery and learning, and great for the body and the soul. So travel more, and I want to just touch on it. It's like when it says travel more, it doesn't say let's go to Tahiti or something like
let's
that.
Let's go backpacking across Europe.
No, it's just travel more. So whether that means going to, you know, driving 6 hours away to a big city and spend a couple days there or something like that. That's traveling, and that's getting away from your normal, you know, scenery and everything, and I think that totally applies. So don't feel that you have to spend thousands of dollars to say that you traveled, but you could travel easily within the region that you live.
What's funny about this, though, is that before we read this one, I read an article called The Worst Resolutions to Make.
Uh-huh.
And one of them was, their last one was travel.
Oh, yeah?
And I thought that was funny because they said, think about why you want to get away. Is it because you just saw your ex with your best friend at a Christmas party? Or because you hate the monotony of your life? If it is, remember that traveling won't sort out these issues and they'll still be there when you get back.
Wow, that person writing that article has a...
Pessimist, right?
That's like, obviously you have an ex that you saw with your best friend.
or it's like, don't try to escape because it'll still stink when you get back.
That's right.
So I just thought that was funny.
That is funny.
Some people think it's healthy and some people don't. So... whatever.
Yeah.
Find what works for you.
Yes.
That's what we always say.
Indeed. So that's it for the clown car. And we've been doing this over a year now.
Whoop, whoop.
So thank you for listening to the clown car. Parenting is hard, and we believe you should get a gold star just for trying.
Just remember, our way is not the only way. Find what works for you. You are doing a daggun good job.
Dagum! You can follow us and share your thoughts on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, and email us any questions or thoughts at theclowncarshow@gmail.com. Make sure you subscribe,
rate,
review our show on iTunes, and until next time, enjoy your circus. You've been listening to a Closet Geek Studios production. For all information about Closet Geek Studios, visit theclosetgeek.net for all your geeky needs, or follow us on Twitter and Facebook.